Okay, so beginning of the Zman, we start with the Nigun. So we'll start with the Nigun, and then we'll continue Chazara, and then we have today's Thursday already. So, okay, welcome everybody. Okay, so which are we up to which question? 24. Okay, we're in page four of the Shemus Lechazara. Page four, question 24. Pei divrei or zaruah, inyan yayin shenitz kareach. Okay, so what's the story if you have wine that froze over? So let's take a look. Page 11 in the Orzarua here. You see, Nei Pirashnu, I'm reading from the Orzarua in Pizkei Avodah Zarah. Nei Pirashnu, also if the wine froze and then a guy touches it, it's not awesome. L'muta. But then he says, "V'alayayish hinitkareish lo yadana mai edun mai." In other words, if it's nitkareach, kareach is like ice, so then it's not a problem. But if it congealed, nitkareish lo yadana mai edun mo v'nira be'enai de'ein bo mishum maga la'aso b'shtiyah. Even though the book calls him out to a Koresh. In other words, he thinks it should be the same. But if he touched it after it melted, also b'shtiyah. Then it's us. So that's the idea that when it's frozen, it's not yayin. It's not yayin. So therefore, if a guy touches it, it won't be a problem. And the same thing by this karish. It'd be the same idea that it's not considered stamyenim, yayinesa, whatever it may be. And the Maharam Rutberg Question 25 also talks about this on page 13. It says, Yayin hanikrach mitocha choref. If you have a wine that froze in the winter, pasach rabbeinu simcha demuter b'shtiyah. Dogavloi. How about we should walk like Hamikan? So the same idea. When the guy touches it, it was frozen, then it doesn't have a din of Yayin Stamyenim. And then he quotes a din by, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, right? In the Ramon, Kufchav Gimel, Sif Hey, where it says on page 15, Yayin shenikrach eimo b'shum maga goy. Okay. Okay, so that is the, yeah. So now we went to the Tosefta
No, we were going to the Or Zeruah. Sorry, I'm not in front of a sheet or Gemara or anything. I'm walking. The Or Zeruah, we had a problem with. He brought a Mishnah, I remember. This is one of the questions I listed that we weren't able to solve when we learned it the first time.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean he okay, you'll have to show me which line when you're in front of it, you'll show me which line specifically you
Yeah,
want to make sure that.
please, please, because we really had a problem with the Or Zeruah. We couldn't work it out.
Yeah, okay. So when you get in front of
I'm
so
sorry, yeah.
yeah, so then we'll do it. Let's just go weiter in the meantime. What page is it? Now we did Hilchos Mikvos. What page was that? Was that, let's see. Is that a package yud? Yeah. The Tosefta talks about the din of Naim Shulvim. What pack was that? It's on packet yud.
I think it's both the ink and the
We'll say, but the Tosefta. Let's see, let's find the Tosefta. Or is it a separate? Was it a supplement, perhaps? Let's see. Let's see. Maybe it's in the, yeah, the supplement of Shulim Sheikh. Here we go. In the supplement tests. You see, we have the first din in Shulchan Aruch of Mikvah Sha'uv. Reish Aleph, Sivkot, Lamed Aleph. Mikvah Shov, Shehigli Tahor, Mishamayim Shuvim. So we said that if you have a mikvah that has Mayim Shuvim and it got frozen, so a mikvah with Mayim Shuvim is no good because it was in a kli. And even though you spilled it out of the kli, but it still shows. And now you froze the water. So the Shulchan Aruch says it's not Shuvim anymore. So it says, Kosher l'hakvos. So the question is, what does it mean, Kosher l'hakvos? There are two possibilities. One possibility means that it lost its din of Shuvim. Since when it was frozen, it's not like we said before, like it's not a mashke. So when it defrosts, so then it's good, and you can be told all of that. But the other possibility is no. You can only tovel on that if afterwards make shamim go on top of it. In other words, that water is considered like neutral. It's not shuvim anymore, but it's not kshemim anymore. So now if it'll pour another mem sov shamim on it, then you can be good. Whereas the other shot is that no. The fact that it froze and now it defrosts, it's good as it is. And those are two ways of, and that's the Tosefta here, has on page 2, it says, Mikvah shov shehigli tor mishamayim shuvim, nimochu kosher l'hakvos alav. And in the Vilna Gaon, here on page 2, it says, Peish mutar l'hapshel l'socho od mayim ad mem sa, tovahem. So it's only if you put in more water. But if you look at the smog, he gives you the two pshatim. In the smog on page 4 and 5, it says, L'vizeh omer ani dahita tosefta tar sheveinu l'fnim mikvah shov shehiglin So it's like shuvim shimshichua, that it loses its din of shuvim, but it's not kosher either. So then if it has mem saw, it comes afterwards, usually once you have gimel lugim and mem shuvim, then you can put all the meg shamim in the world afterwards, it's no good. But look at the other smog here on page 5. It says, mikveh shol shehigli tahor mishum mem shuvim, so those are the two ways of explaining this this halacha. It's a big nafkamina, whether because you have some places that it doesn't rain, so you could get tap water and then freeze it and melt it, then you're good to go. But if you hold that, no, it has to, not only neutralizes it, but it doesn't make it good, then it doesn't take away the problem. So the Gra says that, like the Tosefta says, Kosher l'hakvos alav. And the Tosefta, the Gra says, only if you add more mayim kshamim come in. And question 28 is the base deus of the smog. Is it that the water that was frozen loses its status and now it's good, but now you have to have regular make shaman fall in, rain in? Or do we say no? That itself is not make shaman. The fact that it was Shuvah Shiglinu. Now, Rashi, in that din of the Shach rather, in the din of Shuvim Shiglidu, it says in the Shach on page in supplement test, page one, it says Perish Shehikrish Meim of Machmas Hakor. So Rav Moshe Bick says that it's Lav Dafka. It means it doesn't mean what if you artificially froze it? It's also good. Because the Shach only said the way he said it because that was the normal thing that they had in those times. How are you going to make ice? Just let it out in the freezing weather, you get ice. But it's not like that it had to be that way. But the rugged shover says no. He says no. He says it had to have been Dafka this way. It's only if it froze by itself. Rachim Nigludu on page 8, Me'atzma. But then it loses its status of Shuvah. But if you did it, you put it, you got it to go into some freezer or something like that, then there's human involvement, the whole halakha doesn't apply. So that was the question that Rav Bick was asking the Rugged Shuvah. What's the din of making a mikvah from that's from ice? That you say that you're living in a community that doesn't rain, so you put water in the ice machine, you turn on the switch, it becomes ice, and then you let it melt. So is that good? Because according to the opinion that says that Shuvim Shiglidu is good, the second day in the smart, that it's okay. So the Rugged Shuvah said back to Rav Bick that he said, no, you can't make such a mikvah. You can't make such a mikvah. Because Lamaisa, it was human input. It's dafka if it's by me'elof. It's a big chiddush what the Rugged Shuvah says. See, the Rugged Shuvah had this tremendous bekiyus, plus he had this conceptual type of learning also, which Lubavitcher Rebbe, he patterned himself after the Rugged Shuvah. By the way, I want to wish a Mazel Tov to one of the Chabura, Herschel Hartz, that today was the bris for his son. After four girls, he had a boy, Baruch Hashem. I was zochet to be Kari Shem, and the Kari Shmo Yisrael, Menachem Mendel, and Rav Chaim Shalom.
And that was my first guest.
Yeah.
Mazel Tov.
Yeah, Menachem Mendel is the name, Baruch Hashem. And when he comes to shir, I guess he couldn't come today. Today was the bris. So I came from the bris to give the shir. But I guess it's not so easy if you're the father of the baby to just come from the bris and give this and come to the shir. So the next time, Bez Hashem, when he comes, we'll sing for him, Bez Hashem. But So that was the name. So I say over that the Rogachover pattern, the Rebbe patterns his learning after the Rogachover. But see, you need two things for the you need a tremendous bekias, knowing all the you know. Rabbi Yagin once said that the Rayatz once said about his son-in-law, that he's the Rebbe, that he's a Bucky and Bavli Yushalmi. So you need to be a Bucky and Bavli Yushalmi. And once you're a Bucky and Bavli Yushalmi, then you can say these Hagdoros. You know, there's a sefer that Rav Kasher put out. He put it out actually in YU. There was a machon for the Rogachover in YU. And he came out with this sefer called Mefaneach Tzunot. And it's the categories that the Rogachover made, in the halachic categories that he made in Lomdish philosophical categories, and the Rebbe was very into that as well. Ferrari, you use that sefer?
What was the sefer again?
Mefaneach Tzunot.
No.
No. Okay, you'll see it. Okay, so that's the question 29. Tei chidush harav chava b'din shuvim shiglidu maim tohar maim shiglidu.
I don't think we've got time for it today, but if we could do it at our next shiur, please. It's page 11 in the Oros HaRuah,
yeah.
And we were looking at Rav Shimon Shazuri.
Yeah, okay.
And we couldn't make, get it to a line last time.
But for question 29... He said, "Tei chidush harogachava b'din shuvim shehiglidu, u'mayim tameim shehiglidu." So he says, "Hinei b'kitzur kach hachadish u'mayim shuvim shehiglidu v'chozu rak shalo d'shavu al yidei kelim v'kavim tuvim v'kol mokum shuvim heina." He says, "Mind maim she glidu chazu to bosom." It says, so what is this? In the first Kiddush, he says, Psul did. Okay, so what's this first Kiddush? That if it froze and then melted, after we'll have a part of Chadash's mom, so it might be she lead of Chazu, Chazu to Mosim. But what was his first Kiddush? After we'll have a part of Chadash and Mangar, to Maim to Maim Shiglidu, Maim to Maim Shiglidu Chazru to Masa. And then they melted, it goes back to the Tumah. Okay, we have to look at that more carefully. Okay, so we're going to stop here for now.